Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for February 4th, 2024. I have a very serious listener, and I'm going to answer her question as best I can. This is the kind of stuff that always is troubling to me when I get an email like this, and I do get them from time to time. So here we go. I got this just the other day. I used to want to live, but now I'm not so sure. I'm not going to go out and kill myself or anything like that, but I'm not so sure I want to live in this kind of world. She says she's a woman, of course, age 48, okay? And she said, could you give me some hope? And she does not leave her name. So I wrote her back, but the email bounced back. So evidently she found a way to write an anonymous email to me. I don't take this lightly. At all. I don't know if I trust her to say I'm not going to take my life, but I cannot give you what you want. You want a reason and a hope for living, like a carrot dangling from the back of your head over to your eyes, and you want this carrot to be a reason for living. And I can't give you that. There's just no such thing as that. You have to have a higher purpose in your life than just what the mundane mind of all of us would purport to us and say, this is the reason you live. So it's very difficult for me to answer this, not knowing who you are, not knowing what your situation is, but I'm going to try to answer this question as best I can with the lack of information I have about yourself. I think all of us at one time or another has looked at our world and thought, if living in this world the way it is means I have to live in it forever, I don't think I like it very much. Some people take their lives. I hope you don't. I have had my struggles with this world. I've never thought of killing myself, but I look at the situations and the conditions of this world, and there are some people who are just too sweet to be able to deal with the world the way it is because they're so emotional about it. They have such preconditioned ideas. They are sweet in the sense that they want, well, shall we say, peace on earth, goodwill towards men kind of thing, but to realize that that is just never, ever, never going to happen. So with all that being said and done, we look at our world, and if you're a product of your world, a product of the idea that as the world turns, so do you, that you believe that whatever are the conditions and the circumstances of the world make up your life, then you're not going to find a lot of interest in what goes on in the world. You have to transcend. You have to go into a place and devote your life to a place where you live in the body, but not of it. Where you live in the world, but not of it. And this has got to intrigue you to some degree, enough to want to transcend it, meaning that you live without the influence, without the hope and the desire to have the kind of life that you imagine is normal or possible. You have to transcend it, meaning you have to leave what it is that you think behind you and no longer engage in the folderol of your thinking and your beliefs and how you have set out your ideals, thinking that these ideals of living that you think your life should purport and have for you are just simply fantasies. That's all they are. We live in a very, very difficult world. And if you look at nature, even nature, animals killing animals, yada, 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 all that kind of stuff that we see in the world and we see of the world, and you really realize the kind of violence this world is, where animals, like I said, eat animals and human beings kill human beings. It gives pause to your thoughts. But just to want to jump ship by, let's say, killing yourself is really foolish. Really, really foolish. Because you're here for higher purposes. Every great teacher, every great spiritual master in the world had the same kind of experience you and I are having. But they transcended. They no longer allowed that experience to define the meaning of their life. And in doing so, in no longer allowing that to happen, they found what lives within. Jesus called it the kingdom of heaven. Buddha called it nirvana. Lhasa called it the Tao. Whatever you want to call it, it does exist. And it is a purpose and a reason for living. And this is extremely important. It's the only thing that keeps me going, to transcend and to have transcendence in my life. And if you wonder if I have, the truth is, yes, I have. But I do not claim any special gifts for it either. But there are beautiful things that do occur when you transcend. Patience, kindness, compassion. Then insight starts to occur. And then you have impressions. These things, these impressions are presented to you in many different forms. And these impressions show you what's happening and what's not happening. They show you the condition of your own living, the condition of what you and I might call life. And in doing so, you see how to live, not in the idea of a better life in the future, but how to live in the life, in this world, without bringing the world into your livingness. You are able to let love live you. But you must discover that love. That is the art of transcendence, to discover a love that is greater than your emotions. You have to be interested. The trouble is, you probably won't be, because your instincts as a woman are going to come out. The instincts that are maternal, the instincts that tell you your place in this world, in your life, maybe the lack of fulfillment, you're brokenhearted over the fact of all sorts of things, relationships, family. You have to transcend all of that. You can't worry about all of that. What you must be focused on is your breath and your breathing, and how to live in the breath and the breathing beyond the idea of trying to get something you think will comfort your human heart and making your human heart the comforter of your life. You just don't want to go there with that. It is very painful and disillusioning. I would suggest, if you have any real serious concerns and you say you're not interested in killing yourself, which I am very grateful for, you need to get some professional help that will allow you to put things maybe in perspective. At least I hope so. Thank you for your beautiful email. This is a message to you of great love. And if I can serve you in any way, know I stand ready to do so. Thank you all for listening, and please forgive me, eh? Namaste.